Third Meditation, The Practice of Tonglen.
At the end of one of his sessions in Arizona, the Dalai Lama instructed the audience in the visualization practice of Tonglen. As we have heard, it is both an exercise for strengthening compassion and a powerful tool for helping transmute one's personal suffering.
This afternoon, let us meditate on the practice of Tonglen, giving and receiving. This practice is meant to help train the mind to strengthen the force of compassion. This is achieved because Tonglen meditation helps to counteract our selfishness. It increases the power and strength of our mind by enhancing our courage to open ourselves to others' suffering. To begin this exercise, first visualize on one side of you a group of people who are in desperate need of help, those who are in an unfortunate state of suffering, those living under conditions of poverty, hardship, and pain. Visualize this group of people on one side of you clearly in your mind. Then on the other side, visualize yourself as the embodiment of a self-centered person with a customary selfish attitude, indifferent to the well-being and needs of others. And then in between this suffering group of people and this selfish representation of you, see yourself in the middle as a neutral observer. Next, notice which side you are naturally inclined toward. See whether your natural feeling of empathy reaches out to the group of weaker people who are in need, or if it is inclined more towards that single individual, the embodiment of selfishness on the other side. If you look objectively, you can see that the well-being of a group or a large number of individuals is more important than that of one single individual. After that, focus your attention on the needy and desperate people. Direct all of your positive energy toward them. Mentally, give them your successes, your resources, your collection of virtues, and take upon yourself their suffering, their problems, and all their negativities. For example, you can visualize an innocent starving child from Somalia and feel how you would respond naturally towards that sight. In this instance, when you experience a deep feeling of empathy towards the suffering of that individual, it isn't based on considerations like, he's my relative or she's my friend. You don't even know that person. But the fact that the other person is a human being and you yourself are a human being allows your natural capacity for empathy to emerge, enabling you to reach out. So you can visualize something like that and think, this child has no capacity of his or her own to be able to relieve himself or herself from his or her present state of difficulty or hardship. Then mentally take upon yourself all the suffering of poverty, starvation, and the feeling of deprivation, and mentally give your facilities, wealth, and success to this child. So, through practicing this kind of giving and receiving visualization, you can train your mind. When engaging in this practice, it is sometimes helpful to begin by first imagining your own future suffering and, with an attitude of compassion, take your own future suffering upon yourself right now with the wish of freeing yourself from all future suffering. After you gain some practice, you can then expand the process to include taking on the suffering of others. When you do the visualization of taking upon yourself, it is useful to visualize these sufferings, problems, and difficulties in the form of poisonous substances, dangerous weapons, or terrifying animals, things that, normally, the very sight of which makes you shudder. So visualize the suffering in these forms, and then absorb them directly into your heart. The purpose of visualizing these negative and frightening forms being dissolved into our hearts is to destroy our habitual selfish attitudes that reside there. However, for those individuals who may have problems with self-image, self-hatred, or low self-esteem, then it is important to judge for themselves whether this particular practice is appropriate or not. This Tonglin practice can become quite powerful if you combine the giving and receiving with the breath. That is, imagine receiving when inhaling and giving when exhaling. When you do this visualization effectively, it will make you feel some slight discomfort. That is an indication that it is hitting its target, the self-centered, egocentric attitude that we normally have.